You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kind of off-the-wall nickname, like Big Dumper. Is it your nickname? Do you have a crazy nickname like that, or do you have a friend that you've, you know, bestowed a crazy nickname to? Something that's not derogatory, something that's kind of organic and works. My name is Linda, and I have a prosthetic leg.
Okay.
My husband nicknamed me Rusty.
I thought she was going to call it Peg.
Oh, well, that would be different. We call my 8-month-old granddaughter Go-Go. Her name is Margot, understandably. You guys are so wrong about women not having nicknames. I have like 7, and they all started in high school. Here's a few of them. Blaze, Ice, and Nuge. Blaze and Ice because of American Gladiators. I was a weightlifter in high school. And Nuge because of my last name. It's Andrea Nugent at work. There you go. Blaze and Ice, I get it. That's kind of cool. I had an ex-coworker that's wife's nickname was Tuna. Her family gave it to her when she was young because she liked tuna fish so much. Bet they didn't see that one there. Think of that one through. That's from Carl and Gross Point. Probably not. I'm Mary, nicknamed Frog because it sounds like my last name. I have friends, all women, named Spoda, Rookie, Scout, Chia Pet, and a sister named Bits.
Okay. Bits.
Bits. I like it. We call my buddy from high school Moose Jaw. Totally understand. It's a good nickname. I like it.
Good town.
Yeah, I never had the pleasure being either. In Saskatchewan or Moose Jaw, specifically to that. But I'm sure there are plenty of hockey people that have. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We did get into this with the Tigers, and we're getting into the second half of the season. Only 75 games left in the year. And this team is poised to win the division. Probably get a bye week in the a first round bye in the playoffs. But I think we can all say this team can stand some improvement. And after the weekend they had, losing 4 games in a row going into the All-Star break is not ideal. But perhaps the All-Star break itself is ideal. If nothing else, it's the All-Star break that stops that bad momentum. Get the bad taste out of your mouth. Enjoy a few days off and then get back at it on Friday. But I think we feel pretty good about this team. We've talked about the area to improve it. We constantly say it's got to be the bullpen. It's got to be the bullpen. And now people are, we saw people go from saying they need to add a bat to they got to add arms and all this. And we're talking about with this team is who needs to step it up the most in the second half of the season? Who's going to have the biggest impact in the second half of the season? And Stoney, you said Parker Meadows. I think it's a great answer. I said Jack Flaherty because I think they need to have someone emerge as that number two, unquestioned number two behind Tarek Skubal to really help this team out. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Which player do you think needs to have the biggest impact in the second half of the season? It's just one of the many topics we're talking about today. We got the nickname topic coming up that we've talked about. If you watched the Derby last night, the Home Run Derby, what were your thoughts on the Home Run Derby? I thought it was actually pretty cool. I was not expecting to enjoy it as much as I did. I think maybe the thing I enjoyed most was just the backdrop of where that stadium is. It looked really cool. It's the real first look I've had of that stadium. I'm marveling at it with all the different levels that it has. It looks like they have like five or six different levels of the stadium. Some really cool luxury box areas in there. And the whole fact that Cal Raleigh wins it, Big Dumper wins it. But he had his father pitching to him. His brother was catching. It was just kind of a cool moment to have that. We called it the family affair moment and brought together by sports. And we asked people earlier about what was your family affair moment with sports and how that worked out for you. Did you ever have a chance to play with, you know, with family in a situation like, maybe not like playing the Home Run Derby, but we had somebody call in and say that, yeah, played a softball game where he and his brother were playing and they were the double play combination. They threw the ball over to first base where dad was. So they were to have that.
That was Monroe to Monroe to Monroe.
That's right. And that's pretty cool. So we were asking people what their family affair sports memory was. There was some controversy in the Derby last night. Somebody robbed a home run from one of the players. Kid reached up and grabbed the ball. They ended up giving it to Caminero anyway, saying it was a home run. But that got into a little debate about should they allow people to try to steal home runs away, make that part of the competition. And Stoney, you suggested, why not have the major league players do that?
Yeah.
Which I think would be awesome. Because that's a part of the game that every kid dreams of doing. If they're an outfielder, they want to be the guy that brings the ball back into play and robs somebody of a home run. And that would be kind of cool to see if you've got Riley Green out there in left center field waiting at the wall for his opportunity to steal a home run away from somebody. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Get some more suggestions and stuff that was coming in from Andy, who's selling services. Says, I love the idea of having players fielding balls. It would add a lot of entertainment value if they can stuff the home runs. I kind of agree with that.
It would.
I would have watched, but I was glued to Raw last night. Great show, by the way. If you haven't watched it yet, Gator, that's from Seth. No, I did not watch Raw last night. They cheated people out of money with the Raleigh winning by an inch. I mean, come on, man. After they said that there would be a swing off, cheaters. Did that happen? Is that your phone that's going?
No.
What was that?
I don't know.
I was hearing something. I'm not sure why we're hearing something else going on right now. One of the computers is emitting sound as we speak. Anyways, that's something else entirely. Stoney, the Home Run Derby is really about the experience for your kids. Also, Stoney, kids shouldn't be catching the home runs. He's quoting you from earlier today.
Oh.
Which is interesting, nonetheless. Getting back to the Cal Raleigh thing, he was able to advance because the metrics said that his home run ball, his longest one, went 1 inch further or a couple inches further than Brent Rooker's.
Right.
Because gambling is part of this.
Oh.
And this is what somebody brought up, saying they cheated people out of money with Raleigh winning by an inch. Well, I mean, if their system says it went further, then that's what their system says. But he brings up the fact that they said there would be a swing off, and there was not a swing off. Do you think they should have the recourse to go to whatever service they gamble through?
Right.
And claim foul and say, wait a minute, refund my money. That's not right. They changed the rules on the fly. Or do you just have to go with it?
You can issue a complaint. I have no idea what would happen.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Over the years with gambling and sports?
I don't gamble as much as a lot of other people. So no, I've never had that happen to me.
Did you ever feel like you were cheated in any way by something that happened?
No, but I did see yesterday, and I'm just checking his tweet right now, somebody that we know who gambles a lot, bet $62 on Junior Caminero to win at plus 1,200. So I wonder if he could be pissed off because Raleigh would have never been into the...
Oh, right, right, because Raleigh wouldn't have advanced.
Right.
Perhaps.
Get his money back.
Instead, lost $62.
Yeah.
It's an interesting wager.
Interesting human being.
Well, yes, but the wager, a $62 wager is
to pay $806.
I mean, what goes through your head when you're saying, oh, I'm gonna like normally it's like a round number. Like, hell, I'll bet $10 on this, $25, $100 on it, whatever. $62. Okay.
If you can figure out a lot of the stuff that goes on in that person's head, you'd be a much better person.
Mm. All right. So the Detroit News came out with a ranking of all 18 Big Ten stadiums based on atmosphere. We will reveal what they revealed and want to get people's opinions on this if they agree or disagree with how the stadiums were ranked. We'll get to that next here on 97.1, The Ticket. All right, you know which dealer I love. It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. Now, why? Well, because they give you the real honest pricing, and they give you the best deals around. And I'm talking about no gimmicks, no surprises. It's just straight-up amazing offers. And here are their current unbelievable specials. A 2025 Equinox EV for only $999 and just $159 a month. Or if you're more of a truck person, you can get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL, and that's just $999 down, and it's only $229 a month. That's right, folks, only $229 for a truck. And here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. Yep, you heard that right. Employee pricing for everybody. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with the Equinox or grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play, or you're looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet at Southfield has you covered. Now, these deals aren't going to last, so head on over to Sarah Chevrolet and see why they're the best. And trust me, you won't find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Stoney with you. Stoney brought this to my attention from the Detroit News earlier today. Angelique had this column which ranks the teams in the Big Ten. There's 18 of them. Based on football stadium atmospheres. It says if you want to get to the nation's largest stadiums, the Big Ten has you covered with the top three in terms of capacity with Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio Stadium. Rose Bowl, where UCLA plays its home games, it's the 10th largest, and there are six other Big Ten stadiums among the next 15 to round out the top 25. How loud a stadium can get also factors into the atmosphere, and there are plenty of loud stadiums in the conference, including two of the latest additions with Washington's Husky Stadium and Oregon's Autzen Stadium. Whether the home team is winning and the matchup can affect the whole atmosphere and level of energy, with that in mind, this is where it gets into what they did with the Detroit News rating the Big Ten stadiums in terms of atmosphere.
Here we go.
So there are some things I find interesting. We'll get to after going through the list.
What's interesting to me, and we'll get to it like in a second, is when I saw who did the list, and I love Angelique. I mean, she's great, but everybody accuses her of being biased or whatever. So I figured that the Big House would be right up there in the top two or three. And it's not. We'll just leave it at that.
So the worst stadium in terms of atmosphere in the Big Ten is Northwestern. Totally understand that, given that it's a tiny stadium. They're rebuilding it. They're going to bring a whole brand new look and feel, which should be amazing. All the artist renderings of the new stadium at Northwestern look incredible. But as far as, what is it, Ryan Field now?
Medicine Field at Martin Stadium.
Medicine Field at Martin Stadium. Yeah, sorry. It's even worse. Because there is no Ryan Field right now anymore. I mean, RF is out in New York, but it's different. Number 17, the stadium at Rutgers. Not surprising. 16, the stadium at Maryland.
Okay, that's a place I've been to. And back when, like, Boomer Esiason played there, it could be raucous. I've gone there twice since then. And once it was like a Michigan home game.
Yeah, they haven't been terribly competitive at Maryland, and I can totally understand why it's the atmosphere there sucks. Number 15, Ross-Ade Stadium at Purdue. I've been there once, and it was a miserable day in terms of the rain falling in the second half of the game, and also the fact that Purdue beat the hell out of Michigan State with Drew Brees in that game that I was at when he threw for over 500 yards, including nearly 300 to the wide receiver that he had with the same damn play over and over and over and over and over and over again. I think the receiver's name was Daniels. Was one of the two losses Michigan State had there in the 1999 season. Number 14, this is surprising. The Rose Bowl for UCLA.
That's not surprising at all.
Well, it's surprising in that when you hear Rose Bowl, you think of the great pageantry of the Rose Bowl because it's an amazing stadium. It's a great setting.
Yeah.
Stadium itself is nothing special.
It's
setting where it's at and what it means to play in the Rose Bowl.
It's similar to Michigan Stadium, the way it's a bowl and that type of stuff. But
nobody goes to games.
Nobody goes to games because it's like, traffic, it's like 40 minutes.
It's in Pasadena and
UCLA's in Westwood.
Campus is not in Pasadena.
No.
So that doesn't seem to make sense. I just think it's interesting for people that, you know, the first thought when I hear Rose Bowl is, oh, because I have great memories of going to the Rose Bowl. It was an incredible experience. And it was really the game day atmosphere more so than the stadium itself. Number 13, Memorial Stadium at Indiana.
I guess now it probably has some buzz to it because they're good. But I remember watching games, and you have too, on television, where the place is like half empty all the time. I thought that would be worse than 13th, actually.
Well, but look at what's behind it. I can understand. And probably because Indiana is having some resurgence now, they're getting people there. And they've had bigger games there as well.
Yeah, but did you see what Cignetti did they announced today? They had a home. Not that this team's great. They had a home and a home with Virginia. They're paying Virginia like $500,000 to get out of it. And they're scheduling like Austin Peay and two others. Nondescript schools instead.
To try to get the win total up, I guess, or ease up their schedule. I don't know. When there might be something else behind the scenes you don't know, but on the surface doesn't look good. Number 12, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, which is where USC plays. I've been there not for a football game. I was there for a mixed martial arts event.
Was that the Johnny Morton one?
I was there.
Wow. And the USC player.
Right. That's true. It's the only time I've been at the Coliseum, and it's terrible.
I covered a Lions Raiders game there in either 86 or 87, and the place was like half empty.
Yeah, it's just it's huge, and yet when you hear what the capacity is, I'm surprised that that's it. It looks like it should seat like 120,000 people,
right.
And it's like 80 or something.
When USC is really good, though, that place rocks. It seems on television.
It does seem, and it feels like USC is the one football team that people in California can get behind.
Yes, more than USC.
I should say people in Los Angeles.
More than the Rams, more than the Chargers.
Well, they don't care at all about those teams. Number 11 in the Big Ten from atmosphere, it says Spartan Stadium in Michigan State. It says, this is amongst the prettiest campuses in the Big Ten, and the tailgating near the stadium can be robust, especially for big games. The sight lines are very good inside the stadium, and while the seating is steep, the view is worth it. Also, and this is very important, having a Melting Moments ice cream sandwich is a must, no matter what the temperature is. So you're hearing all the glowing paragraph about Michigan State, but it's number 11 on the list. Now, being a Spartan, I will say my piece on the stadium. From watching a game standpoint, it's great. It's fantastic. From everything they say there, the sight lines are great. Even though it's steep, that's what you want. You want to have the great view. There's not a bad seat there. But if you have to leave your seat to go get something to eat or drink or use the facilities, you're gone forever because the bathroom lines take forever. And that's always been a problem. And they're constantly saying they're going to work on it. And I hear they're going to work on it or they're working on it.
Well, put more porta-johns in the concourse.
Do something just to help out with that aspect. But the other thing is the food. People have been complaining about the food sources they have at Spartan Stadium for years. They're changing them this year. They've gone to a new vendor. The new AD has come in, and they're going to do something about that. So we'll see if it improves and how much it does improve. Number 10, Huntington Bank Stadium for Minnesota.
That's a surprise to me, but I've never been there.
I haven't either, and it was also a surprise to me. But it said it isn't the biggest stadium in the Big Ten with a capacity just more than 50,000, but that's part of its charm. And maybe that's exactly why, because You can sell it out. You're not having to you know, over indulge yourself there. It says it opened in 2009, has plenty of modern amenities while giving off an old school feel. Sure, it gets cold in Minneapolis, but having an open air stadium there is part of the fun. Number nine, I can't believe it's this high. Memorial Stadium in Illinois. Been there. Awful, as far as I was concerned. It's in the middle of nowhere, Illinois, flat Illinois. It does absolutely nothing for me. I'm stunned it's at number nine. Number eight, Camp Randall.
I've never been. Wisconsin. I hear it's great.
I've been there. It is great. That crowd loves it, and it's probably one of the most raucous places I've ever been to watch a game, and I'm stunned it's only at number eight. Number seven, Kinnick Stadium in Iowa. Again, probably similar because the everybody that goes there are diehard Iowa fans. They come out in droves, and what they do at the end of the third quarter, the whole salute to the hospital there, is awesome. It's a great part of it. Number six, Michigan Stadium. So outside the top five, it's interesting. It says before 2010, when the Big House added luxury suites, this was not the noisiest of stadiums. Now, with the big brick structures, it looks more imposing and holds the noise far better. A maze-out night game is a sight to behold, especially when the Killers or the Killers' Mr. Brightside plays in the third quarter. Not being a Michigan fan, I will defer. I will say this, though. The tailgating atmosphere there is great.
Spectacular.
Sitting and watching a game in there, not the greatest experience. Not because I'm a Spartan, just because you're crammed in the stadium. It wasn't, I mean, until they made some changes, it really wasn't that loud. It was interesting how quiet the place could be to have, you know, reported 110,000 people there. But are you surprised it's at number six?
I kind of am, but I'm pleasantly, I'm happy that it's not a biased take.
So the top five gets really, really interesting. And because you now know that Michigan's not part of the top five, the teams that are in the top five, I find it really interesting. And we're going to get to that next here on 97.1, The Ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, so we're going through this list. It's from the Detroit News, and the list is ranking the 18 teams in the Big Ten by their football stadium atmosphere. And as we've gone through this list to this point, Michigan State was at number 11, and Michigan is at number 6, which leaves a top 5, and I think it's really interesting who is in the top 5. Number 5, Stoney.
Yes.
Autzen Stadium, Oregon. So just got to the Big Ten, and here they rank that stadium as a top 5 atmosphere in Big Ten football. I've been to Autzen Stadium once, and it was in 1998. Achilles Smith was the quarterback.
Wow.
They beat up on the Spartans in that game. I couldn't believe how hot it was out there in Oregon, in Eugene. And they were watering down the field prior to, with because it's a artificial surface. They had the big fire hose out there watering it down to try to cool down the temperature.
Oh.
And it just dried up quickly. Like it was no longer wet.
Now, don't they? That's the one that has the crowned field, though, right?
Well, all fields have a crowned field.
No, I know. But remember, yes, Michigan made a big excuse about that one. They
right.
lost to them one year.
Crowned field.
Yeah, crowned field.
Yes, like everywhere. For drainage. I didn't find it to be anything crazy. And yet, maybe that's because this, at that point, Oregon was just, it kind of had up and down years.
Was that before Joey?
That was before Joey. Like I said, it was Achilles Smith, and then Joey Harrington was the next quarterback right. to take off there. But obviously, things have changed now where Oregon's a perennial powerhouse now. And I imagine that place is crazy to be part of. Number 4. Another newcomer, Husky Stadium in Washington. One I have not been to, one I would love to go see, right there on the waterfront.
Rico went?
Yeah.
Loved it.
Doug has been there a couple of times, and I think once just to visit, and the other time was with Michigan's broadcast.
I was on their campus. I drove past the stadium. It just looked so cool with the water. And
totally. Right there, and it says the first the setting is spectacular. There are views of Lake Washington and the Cascade Mountains, and you don't have to strain to see Mount Rainier on a clear day. The stadium's design with overhanging roofs and steep seating amplify the crowd noise. This place is loud, and in 1992 set a record of 133.6 decibels. It had some good teams back in the early 90s.
Steve Entman days?
Steve Entman.
Mark Brunell.
Yep, they had the wide receiver who was outstanding, Mario Bailey, and others. Really good team back then. Number 3,
Napoleon Kaufman.
Well, way back when, yeah. Memorial Stadium in Nebraska, another place I have not been, but I've heard nothing but amazing things about going to games at Nebraska. That the crowd is the greatest crowd ever because they're incredibly friendly to visiting folks, mm-hmm. and very accommodating. And they really get behind Big Red out there. I'd like to see a game there. Have you ever been out
no.
there?
I've never been on their campus, but in the summertime.
You've been to Nebraska?
On the summertime. Yeah, it was the summer where I went to UCLA. We drove cross country, and one of our stops was Lincoln to sleep.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in the great state of Nebraska. Number 2, Ohio State.
Never been there either.
Been there when it was more of a horseshoe than it is now. It's an actual stadium. They've closed. They've enclosed everything. I was there in 1998 when Michigan State upset Ohio State, and that they were 26-point underdogs, whatever it was. A phenomenal game. The crowd is intense. That stadium is intimidating, and I can totally understand and the way that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Crowd reacts to that team. They hate everybody. And it is a menace to walk into that stadium. I can understand. It says, call it the horseshoe or the shoe. It's an iconic structure shaped like, well, a horseshoe. And the crowd noise from the rabid Buckeye fans is intense. The Ohio State University marching band is one of the nation's best and performs some complicated yet unique formations at halftime. Also, Script Ohio is not to be missed.
It's funny because I was talking when Texas played at the Big House last year. And I was tailgating and I always talk to, I try to like engage with opposing fans, mm-hmm. You're having a good time and all that stuff. People from Texas, they say, yeah, this is great. We're having a great time. I said, did you go to Ohio State the last time you were there, which was a few years ago. I don't remember exactly what year it was. They said it was it's the worst experience they've ever had. And it's from Texas.
They're savages.
Yes.
They're savages in Ohio.
Right.
Which leads us to number one.
And they'll be there this year.
Yes. Number one on the list of the best Big Ten stadium atmosphere, Beaver Stadium, Penn State. Says the atmosphere here, particularly during a whiteout game, is as energizing and intense. It's an extremely loud stadium when things are going well for Nittany Lions, and there's the lion roar, which I can't stand. The stadium isn't the most beautiful, but it's undergoing $700 million three-phase renovation.
It looks like a you know, I don't know what they call it, tinker toy, a metal tinker toy set, you know, an erector set, the way the stadium is, because it's all like aluminum. It's, look, Penn State's pretty much in the middle of nowhere anyway, but the stadium is in the middle of nowhere. It's like in a field. It does get ridiculously loud there.
Yeah.
I mean, which is really, it's cool. So yeah, I can see where that's to be the best atmosphere.
I was there once as well. It was a hell of an atmosphere there. It really is. They really get behind the football team there. The crowd is into it. Not mean-spirited like they are in Columbus. The whiteout is fantastic when they get the whiteout going there. When they do the stripe outs as well, when you get when things just contrast each other with the blue stripes, it's awesome. It's great. I can't stand Penn State. Admittedly, I can't stand them, but I can appreciate the atmosphere that it is. Is there anything that surprised you on this list of the 18 Big Ten stadiums in terms of the atmosphere at the stadium itself? Now, this doesn't include tailgating. This is just about the stadium itself, which I was surprised after reading what they had to say about Michigan State. It was pretty effusive in the praise, and yet the ranking has them at 11. And I can understand that the downside of the stadium atmosphere at Michigan State, it's the bathroom lines, it's the food, and that's a bummer part of it. But from watching a game standpoint, I think it's one of the best in the Big Ten to watch.
The only one that surprises me, and like I said, I've never been there, you have, is the Memorial Stadium is ranked ahead of them. I've heard wonderful things about the Minnesota place because of its small. So that didn't really surprise me.
Yeah, I'd like to see a game at Minnesota in the fall. It does look like a cool place, and you know the fan base is now starting to become more rabid. PJ Fleck has done great things over there. They constantly win games, have winning seasons, and get the bowl games and win their bowl games. He's done a great job since defecting and going over there. But the rest of it, what I found interesting, the most interesting thing of the top five. Only one of them is an old-school Big Ten team.
Right, I was going to say.
It's just Ohio State.
When you started watching Big Ten football, by this list, Ohio State would be one and Michigan would be two.
Yeah, and instead, you've got the interlopers. You've got Penn State, who was the first, and then Nebraska, the second one, and then you've got Oregon and Washington in the mix as well. It's just interesting how that shapes out. I don't have too many complaints about this list. It's just a fun list to do.
Yeah.
And really, it's when you're just talking about the atmosphere of the stadium itself, it's one thing. But I look at game day atmosphere, and the game day atmosphere at either Michigan or Michigan State is great because it's the tailgating, the whole bit about hanging out before the games with your friends. You know, having some drinks or firing up something on the grill that you can easily put away afterwards. And there's the difference between being able to tailgate on grass versus just concrete jungles.
So let me ask you this, because you're more measured when it comes to this than Mike. Since they took away, Munn from tailgating, it's not as good as it used to be?
It's different. It's definitely different. I mean, you have to look you know, there's certain areas that where you can tailgate on grass, and it makes all the difference in the world being able to do that as opposed to just in a parking lot. A parking lot tailgating that's NFL stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it has its place, but I mean, college, you want to experience the beautiful campus, and at Michigan State, it is one of the most beautiful campuses in the country.
That was the one thing I noticed when my daughter went to Georgia and I went to a football game, because Sanford Stadium is more on campus than any of the others. And the tailgating, most of the tailgating is like in a quad, and it's everything's on campus where they have these tables and, you know, the women wear, you know, dresses and things like that. It was just a completely different experience than I was used to in the Big Ten.
I really want to experience a tailgate in a game in the SEC. And there are a number of different schools I think that would do a great job of that. I've always wanted to go to LSU and see a game there. I love the field, the striped field every 5 yards with the yard markers. And I've always liked that. I hear Ole Miss is amazing.
Yeah.
Is at the Grove. Mm-hmm. They experience all that. And I talked to Mike Valenti about it, and he's like, a great time to tailgate there. And, you know, to see a game at Alabama, Yeah, I want to see one there. I'd like to go to Georgia and see a game between the hedges and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, anywhere in the SEC sounds like it'd be a pretty good time.
The Alabama Stadium, it seems to me, just from afar, that it almost looks too, more like a pro stadium. At least
maybe.
From afar.
I don't know. But again, it's about the whole, for me, it's about the tailgating atmosphere. It's the whole thing. It's not just sitting at the stadium.
Yes.
Which, there's a lot of places I'd like to go. Maybe just take a tour of the South one time. And unfortunately, you can only get one game a weekend.
Right.
Maybe two if you're lucky, but that is how it is. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number if you want to comment on this list. Do you think that Michigan and Michigan State are overrated or underrated when it comes to the stadium atmosphere itself? That's not the tailgate atmosphere. It's the stadium itself. Michigan was rated sixth on this list. Michigan State 11th. I think really after looking at this list, what it tells me is a lot of pretty good stadium atmospheres in the Big Ten. There's some that I think are not good. And they're probably appropriately rated. But by and large, it's a good time to go to a football game and you have a pretty good sight lines at all these stadiums. 248-539-9797. We want to talk a little bit more, wrap things up about the All-Star game tonight and what the Tigers, what we're looking forward to with the Tigers here in the second half. And we'll get your thoughts as well here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, folks, got some great news. Now, we know that it's hot out there. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be like maybe in the 90s today. But if your air conditioning is struggling, it may not be so great for you. Well, I got great news. Call the folks over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and they're going to take care of you, just like they've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. So whether you need a quick repair, a seasonal tune-up, or a brand new system, their expert team is fast, friendly, and local. You don't want to wait for a meltdown. You hear something going on with it, call them right now. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, or you can visit BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. That's BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts. Well, I'm very much looking forward to the All-Star game tonight, and I would hope that most Tiger fans are. I mean, look, we got six All-Stars in this game. Four of them are starting, which is awesome. You get Torres and Baez and Riley Green in the field with Tarek Skubal on the mound, and then McKinstry and Mize are added to the roster as well.
What time is the red carpet?
I think that's actually at 2:30 when they do that whole thing. You watch that?
No. You know, if I'm home, I will, but I may have.
See the crazy get-ups that the players want to show up with?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Quarterback on Netflix?
I've watched one episode.
Okay, just one episode so far? It's interesting watching to see how Joe Burrow's style.
Oh, I know.
Throughout the
I love they had the series. Other Yeah, their kid, like the kid who wore the bleach blonde hair when he got his bleached.
And yeah.
Pretty cool.
But Joe Burrow is somebody that I think very much would enjoy the red carpet of the of the All-Star game.
Yes. I suggest just to make me happy, you stick for the credits because my daughter's name is on the credits.
Oh, I didn't. I hadn't known that ahead of time. Yes. I probably
there's a long list of like associate producers, they're called.
Associate producers. It's a nice title to have.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So you've only seen one episode and your daughter was involved with it?
Yeah, we watched one episode the other night, I think. She doesn't like, she hasn't even watched the whole thing yet.
What?
No.
How is that possible?
I don't know. That's her. She's in no rush. She'll watch it.
That's it? That's all? Nothing? No? Mm-hmm. It's been out for
it's part of her,
over a week now.
I know. She the cool thing she did, another cool thing she did, I think I can say this. She has no idea if it's been edited because her job is seasonal. So she left at the end of March. She's going back again in August. But she started working on the NFL, the top 100. And she did one of them, Amon-Ra.
Oh, nice.
So she had to write, edit, and do the whole thing.
Oh, cool. That's
but
very
now
cool.
A lot of times her supervisors will change some of the stuff.
So. Some different editing.
Yes.
Some executive editing.
Yes.
So this is just with NFL films?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's very cool. What are you looking most forward to tonight with the All-Star game?
The introductions.
Yeah?
That's always my favorite part of the All-Star game.
Line up on either side, yeah. Or third base or first base.
Because the Scuba's only going to pitch an inning. I mean, I'd like to see somebody hit a home. Maybe somebody hit two home runs so you have a clear-cut MVP. But other than that, no.
Clear-cut MVP. I guess the difference between this one and years past, and as a kid, the Tigers they weren't like voted in, so they weren't typically the starters in the game.
Right.
So you had to wait during the game and as a kid, I was like waiting, and my parents were like, it's time to go to bed. I'm like, I want to watch the game.
Right.
What's this? And I didn't get to see, the late edition, Lance Parrish coming in late in the game or something like that. But now, because they have four starters, you get that early.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And then you still have a couple more to wait on. I don't know if we'll see Casey Mize pitch or not, but I imagine we'd see McKinstry
I should have asked this earlier. Do parents, your kids who are into baseball or into sports, does the All-Star game still mean anything to them? Or does it mean anything to them? Obviously, it's a lot different when we were growing up because there was no interleague play. So the only time you ever got to see, the only time I ever got to see the American League was the World Series. If there was the game of the week on NBC, if there was an American League game, or the All-Star game, that was it. It's the only time I got to see.
Watching This Week in Baseball.
Yeah, but the only time they got to watch a game with like Mickey Mantle was in was basically the All-Star game. Okay, I'm going. I was a kid.
Yes, but your point is valid. Things have obviously changed over the years. But I mean, interleague play didn't even come into. When did they start doing that? Like early mid-90s, maybe.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been around that. And then even then, it was only like a couple weeks worth.
Right.
Now, there is no delineation between American and National League. There shouldn't be at this point. It's just all baseball because they merged the rules. There's DH everywhere, which I'm thankful for because I think it's better baseball to have the DH. But the old guard is still going to hold the pitcher should hit and all that.
Damn right we are.
Uh-huh. Well, you go ahead and hang on to that.
That's right. Well, you said old guard.
So yes.
I fit that category, especially when you're a National League person.
Yes, which you are a National League person. Still are to a point, I guess. Although for you, it's got to be a little tougher, though, because everything has changed. Like, and now you're a Tiger fan.
Right. Well, in 2 weeks, I think 2 weekends, the Tigers play the Phillies in Philly. I hope the Tigers win. But if the Phillies get to the World Series and the Tigers don't, like a few years ago, I want the Phillies obviously to win.
Yeah, well, it's that's an easy route.
Yeah,
for you.
Because you have it's easier in baseball than the other sports because there's an American League. You have an American League team, you get a National League team.
Right. Well, plus it's also easier if the Detroit team's out, it's really easy. For
yes.
You, but if they're still competitive, it's a whole different ball game. Who do you suspect is of the Tigers? Which one do you think is going to get the most recognition when all is said and done tonight?
Scooble.
You think so?
Unless Green hits two home runs if he even gets up twice. I don't know. I hope he gets up twice.
I hope he does too. I mean, he's hitting third, so I imagine that he's got an opportunity to get to it back.
Right, you would think. But who knows?
But the All-Star game sometimes you just go by in a whirl.
That's what I don't like about this All-Star games in the past decade or 15 years is that the rosters are expanded so much that at least you used to get pitchers to pitch three innings.
Right.
It was great. You got to see these guys.
And now it kind of changes. Yeah, I don't expect that we're going to – would Scooble pitch two?
I don't think so. And now I'm at the point where I agree. So I'm sitting there, no, I don't want you to pitch two.
Yeah.
Less chance of you getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Although he's not pitching against till Sunday on national TV.
Oh, look out.
Texas Rangers, yes.
It's nice. And they'll be on the road for that. Which very much looking forward to that because it's a Scooble start, gets lots of recognition. But, yeah, I would imagine that I think Javi's going to get talked a lot about tonight because starting at three different positions.
Yes.
Ties the record. And that he's had this great comeback story of this year. Now, would he be an all-star if the Tiger fans didn't go crazy and get him in through phase one?
No, he wouldn't.
Probably not. He's had a nice season.
Right. Nice. Not necessarily
all-star season.
Right.
But it's a great story for baseball that he has had this comeback. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. But Riley Greene is the one, I think you're right, probably has the opportunity to do the most. He's hitting towards the top. I mean, Gleyber Torres, he's a Tiger now, but it just totally feels like it's a one-and-done season with the Tigers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't anticipate that they're going to give him a five-year deal at $25 million a season, not when they have so many guys in the system that are ready, middle infielders that are ready to come up or want to come up. Like, you don't need to – let's spend the money elsewhere. Like, I don't know, Scooble, give it to him and give him twice that and have him stick around for a while here. But we shall see. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys. And I don't know. I think McKinstry gets a chance to play. Just is it because of his versatility? Is that like guarantee that he's going to play? He'll be in the later innings. He's starting in the seventh inning. Here comes Zach McKinstry. And then he'll end up playing like two or three different positions because of the position versatility where he can play anywhere in the outfield. He can play anywhere in the infield.
By the way, I want to, you in particular, because you speak to him, congratulations to the new father, Jared Goff. He and his wife, Kristen, have welcomed the birth of baby girl, Romy Isabel.
Nice.
Romy Isabel Goff.
Congratulations to Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of that. I'm like, when are they going to have the child?
Right before camp.
Right.
There's a team player, baby.
Yeah.
Team player.
Chris Spielman is proud. Yeah. So does he get paternity leave?
Can you imagine?
Can he miss out on training camp? Hey guys, I just had the kid, you know. So, I mean, I missed 2 weeks or so at least, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you're not playing in a preseason.
I got the playbook.
You'll figure it out. You got it. Although we'll see how different the playbook looks.
Yeah.
Without question. Well, that's great. That's awesome to hear. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everybody's happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. That's nice that they've announced that to the world.
Yes, indeed.
Great to hear. Rico and Mike are coming up next. No doubt you guys are going to spend all time talking about the Tigers. Kidding. But I am curious what you are going to talk about. Did you watch the Derby last night? Were you intrigued by it?
No.
Oh, that was a quick no.
I saw the highlight. It goes too long, and it's a bunch of people. Cal Raleigh is the only guy I wanted to see. Other than that, didn't care. It's gone the way of the slam dunk contest where it used to be names in there.
I think it's different.
As I told Gator, part of the reasons I watched so much was because my daughter wanted to watch it, so we watched it.
Right. So Stoney had a, you know, the kid. Like, no. Like, I could fake it and be like, oh, I care about the Gator. Come on.
I guess my point is this. I did not expect to enjoy it last night because I, like you, over the years, have just same old, right? But I watched it last night, and I found it interesting. I did, and I think in large part it was because the younger players are involved in this. You know, O'Neill Cruz and most of these guys are like 23, 22 years old.
And they look like they actually cared.
Yeah. The prize, if you won the whole thing, was $1 million. To a guy, these guys who were making less than $1 million in a season, it meant something. And I hit a home run 513 feet.
I get it, but once again, like I said, I equate it to the slam dunk, and it's a bunch of guys who, hey, if you – you're in the G League and you need this money. And it's like, yes, you're trying hard. I tried, like I said, after the first couple home runs, it's like.
These are legit players, though.
I know, but
coming up on the show?
We're going to break down each home run. No, actually, we're not. We're actually going to have a preview of the Stoney and Wojo Invitational Tournament, which will be tomorrow.
Okay.
From 2 to 6. For listeners out there, we'll have a couple of play-in games to make the tournament for tomorrow, so you could be the lucky person in the play-in. Plus, we're going to rank the NFL quarterbacks to see where Jared Goff fits in.
Sounds good. Coming up next, Stoney, thanks for working the last couple days.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody stay safe and treat each other with respect. 97.1 The Ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.